That was a clip from Flight of the Snow Angels off of The Wizards of Winter's latest album, The Magic of Winter. This is Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus Figueroa at dysfunctionalofdysfunctional.com, and today we have an interview I did with the director of the Latina Christmas special, Jeffrey Rivas.
You saw this play last year.
I saw it in December of 2014, yes.
What made you think I need to have this shown in the LA Theater Center?
Well, for one, the house was packed the first night I saw it, and I knew there was something there. I mean, it spoke to both my wife and I. She was in tears, and I was in tears, and we laughed, and the audience was having a great time, and I said, let me bring a fellow company member to see it so that it's not just me telling the rest of my company, hey, we need to bring this show here. So Sal Lopez went with me, and he saw it, and he really enjoyed it, and it was another packed house, and I knew Maria from working with her before, so that was one of the reasons why I happened to go to the show to support her. I had no idea what the show was about, and after coming out of it two nights in a row, just feeling that this show could reach so many more people if we could bring it here, and a much more diverse audience too on top of it. It speaks to our culture on many levels, you know, but we also have within that, we have a Cuban, we have a Mexican-American, and Mexican-Lithuanian American. So even though people lump us all into one group as Latinos, there's still differences within our culture, and it's even interesting to see how we interact and respond to someone telling a story about, you know, their differences or our differences. And I had a chat with him. I said, the show is fine as it is, but if I were to bring it, I wanted to make some changes and create more of a through line and create more of a play, because as it was, it was pretty much three separate monologues, and there was no thread really that held it together other than, you know, the stories about Christmas. And they agreed to, you know, take the challenge on for me and say, you know, this will work, and we've been working. You know, we got together for a week back in September and kind of did a rough skeleton of these transitions that we needed to work on. And then we started working in October and spent two solid weeks getting that done and out of the way, and now we're back into it. So if anyone saw the play in before, they'll see a similar play, but it's much more richer, it's much deeper, and I think it's much more even connected now.
They have such respect and trust in you. Does that make you nervous going in as a director, or?
No, this is the first multicast play I've directed. I directed a one-woman show that, you know, she won an award for directing, and I spent a lot of time with her, and so I felt, I offered them, I said, look, I'm a guy. I know that right out of the bat. If you'd rather have a female direct you, I get it, and I'm okay with it. I don't know if I could still bring it to our theater, but, you know, I could try. I know that they were getting some other offers, or other people were also interested, and I don't know what the tipping point was, other than I know that I had very strong feelings of what I wanted to do and where I saw it going. So I think maybe that might have been a good selling point for them. I'm not sure, but they decided to go with me, and I'm flattered and honored. At times I feel like a juggler trying to keep the balls all in the air without letting them fall. And I think we've been doing a pretty good job of that. And the proof will be once the show's up, and whether I've succeeded in mine and their visions together collectively. You know, my theater company, we tend to work in a collective way, and I think that has helped me branch out in working with other people's. You know, if you have something that's better than my idea, I'm not going to say no just because I'm the director. It's like, if that idea works, let's use that idea. But if you don't bring me something, then of course I have to tell you, then I want you to do this. So it's that effort. You know, you bring me something, that's great. I like the idea. It just doesn't execute well. Can we try it a different way? And then that's how we come to, you know, what works best for the show.
You've pushed all three of them to step up their game and fine-tune everything and even share more about themselves and be true.
I felt that was important. Like I said, the show was fine the way it was, and, you know, And some shows you go and see, they're fine on the surface, but they don't dig any deeper. They don't scratch it. And if that's the show you want, that's okay. The show I envision is that, yes, there's laughter, yes, there's humor, there's joyful moments, but in there is sometimes is painful memories and or memories that make you reflect in a sad way. And so if we don't, and whether or not we would use it or not, it's the chance of exploring and see where that would take you. Because that may take you in a whole other direction that you didn't even think about or that you didn't realize could happen, and the richness of what that brings. So I did ask them, to dig deeper and to really bring a pathos to it that would move an audience. Because the one other common thread that I keep saying is that the more personal you write, it becomes more universal. Because even though you may be worried about people looking at you, if I share something that I'm not that happy about that happened in my past, I'm not really worried. I shouldn't be worried about whether you're judging me. What I should be worrying about is, does what I'm sharing touch you, and will it help somebody else heal down the way, or will it help somebody else? What will they connect to in terms of the story I'm telling? Yes, at first I think people see you as the actor and the person and go, oh, I've never thought that, well, you know, was in your background. Or, but in the long run, they're reflecting on, wow, that reminds me of my Tia Lucha, you know, or that was my uncle that happened to, you know. And then you're lost because you've opened their world, you know. You're part of their world. You're not just out here performing with, you know, with a curtain between you and the audience. You're bringing them in and making them realize, yeah, we all have those issues and those problems, and I'm not alone.
How did the play connect with you in order for you to feel like you needed to share this with football people?
It's just the stories, you know. It's just those family get-togethers that everyone always dreams of. It should have been one way, and then you are frustrated that it maybe not be the ideal TV Christmas, and then as you get older and you reflect, going, that was the most perfect time of my life if I had just been in the moment and not trying to make it something that it wasn't. Because what it was actually beautiful and touching and sharing, and those moments that we can't bring back now end up being moments of reflection of positive things, not negative. At the time you may have said, oh, I didn't get the gift I wanted, and we were fighting and blah blah, but overall as you look back and go, wow, those were some really, you know, cherishable moments in our past, in our life, that now in reflection it's like, oh, it was nice. It was okay.
Latino Theater Company presents the Latina Christmas Special at Los Angeles Theater Center, starring Diana Yanez, Sandra Valls, and Maria Russell, from November 21st to December 20th, directed by Jeffrey Rivas. Check out more from me at dysfunctional.com. Follow me on social media at Dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and check out more of my interviews here on Audioboom.